Oh, I saw a discourse on this. Isn't incest not even illegal in the United Kingdom? UK government announces ban on incest simulation in porn. I saw people saying like they have this, but they didn't ban the real thing. What's the driver there? You know, what's the motivation? Pretty sure it's encouraged. Oh, that's why they look like that. Has reform promised to revoke this yet, considering the fact that the far right, like as a voting demographic, is made up almost entirely of porn addicts? Anyone who's found to be in possession of incest pornography could face. I'm sorry. I want to take this seriously because, like, there is potentially an angle for serious engagement here. Does this mean, and I'm not joking, I'm not doing a bit, if you have, like, a help me, step bro, I'm stuck in the washing machine meme on your phone or whatever, they could just throw your ass in the slammer? What's the British term for jail? In the. What's your term for jail? Come on. I know you have one. Is slammer it? It can't be. I think slammer. The pen? The brig? I don't think it's the brig. Jail? No, jail. That's just like the Gaelic spelling. Brig is for ships, isn't it? The pillory. In the paddy wagon. Yes, the paddy wagon. That sounds good. Wait, memes count too? Well, I mean, okay, I apologize. You know, I don't want to like kick a fuss over this, but you know, if you go on Pornhub or whatever, and there's some like banal, fake, factory produced, churned out, whatever, whatever, between two people who are 2 years apart. And it's like, oh, here's stepmom porn or whatever. I don't think you should go to jail for 5 years over that. That seems kind of bad. They're gonna arrest like 90% of the audience, an archive of our own or whatever. That's pretty crazy. I know it when I see a definition of porn. Well, the whole point of stuff like this is that it's not really about policing a morality. It's about like casting a really wide net so you can selectively enforce it and go after people when it's convenient, you know? It just seems kind of silly to me. Like, what are you even doing here? What are we trying to do here? Read that last sentence on the screen. Anyone found to be publishing could face 5 years behind bars. Didn't we just read it? I thought we just read it. While a complete porn ban is unlikely to ever come to light, especially considering Lad Bibles for f sake campaign that found 77% of Gen Z admitted to watching it, far more than 77%. The current government's committed to ensuring it is as safe as possible. The framing of this as being about safety is obviously disingenuous, right? Like it's the basically all authoritarianism is either fronted as protect the children or we're all going to be killed by terrorists. We need this. So that's not new. It's not like a new tactic. This one just seems especially weird to me. I don't know. I don't know. Online Safety Act, failure to print this type of material, should have protected children. What the f does protections to children have to do with sending people to jail for looking at fake incest porn on porn sites? There's like no correlation here, literally none. You have policies you can implement, which I mean, obviously it is like a general social problem that pornography is so available and mainstreamed online. I agree with that. But the idea of like, yeah, this is just ridiculous. The article claimed that incest porn makes people child molesters, basically. That sounds insane to me. I don't think that's true. At the very least, like that's a pretty extraordinary claim that I think warrants some evidence somehow. Like you just pitching that one there. Think they mean because the law also bans screenshotting nudes on Snapchat and shit? You can't screenshotting temporary image. Wait. Hold on. From incest porn to semen defaced images, this is what here's what these new abuse laws really mean. What? How widespread is this? Hold on. What glamour? As of the time of writing, the 24th of February, a cursory search for incest porn on Google, which I do not recommend, brings up results for sites with the following brags. Jesus Christ. This is actually like interesting sociologically because now we're getting a view at these policies from the lens of like, I don't know, sexless, dead marriage, 55-year-old women, which is I assume who these laws are meant to appeal to in the United Kingdom. Bro, do not Google incest porn. You will not like what comes up, which has been illegal since 2015 in England and Wales, since 2010 in Scotland. Wait, hold on a second. Is CNC stuff not legal in the United Kingdom? Like, there's no, like, you, it's illegal for there to be, like, role play sexual assault? It's a pretty f common genre. Non-consensual sex has been illegal since 2015. Okay, hold on. I think non-consensual sex, to my understanding, is illegal everywhere, okay? What I'm talking about is pornography describing it. That's different. Hold on. To be clear here, okay? Very different. I think rape has been illegal for slightly longer than 16 years, you know? In my understanding, I could be wrong on that. I think they banned face sitting slash smothering as well. What? I'm not researching that. I'm just going to assume that's true because it's insane. Yeah, a lot of kink acts are illegal in the UK. Okay. They're thinking of choking. I really don't think this is the right way to go about solving the real problem of sexual content online normalizing antisocial behavior. I don't think this is the way of doing it. I really, really don't think this like insane schizo nanny state, we're just going to like cross off everything in the list until the only thing that it's legal to depict is missionary. I don't think this actually solves anything. Yeah, they're just fronting it here, man. Those who are convicted of possessing incest porn face a maximum of 2 years in prison. Those found to be sharing it face a maximum sentence of 5 years. Just presented like un... Oh, it doesn't count? The step doesn't count? Really? Wait, what's the point of it then? So what you... So... All the same content that was previously allowed is still allowed if they just say step, which they already do. Coming on pictures, screenshotting temporary intimate images without consent, criminal offense, maximum sentence of 6 months imprisonment. Damn, dude. Maximum sentence of 6 months imprisonment for screenshotting a temporary nude sent to you on Snapchat. That is insane. That is crazy. Now, that's fair. I really do not think these are things that the state can fix. Like this degree of state intervention in your life, I really don't think it's going to solve the complex tapestry of social problems that it's trying to address. You know, like the amount of surveillance and oversight and like weird edge case arguments that you can like there's a lot of stuff here. It just seems to me like that you if the social fabric is fraying, you have to address the social fabric. You can't keep patching it with like, well, the government will be there at every moment of your life to, you know, I mean, it's one thing, crimes between people directly, but you're getting really abstract here. Face sitting has been banned for a while. There was a protest where people did it fully clothed and they arrested people. That's insane. That's genuinely insane. Why not ban blowjobs? That also restricts the airway. What do you like? Well, it's... So can you show oral sex in the United Kingdom? Because you can also choke there or like get smothered. Honestly, whether or not you can breathe while eating pussy is kind of a coin flip. It's just really a matter of like the angle, how you're feeling that day. If she gags on it, illegal. Oral sex is only legal to depict in the United Kingdom if you can see that they are clearly breathing through their nose, unobstructed. Finally, those who screenshot another person's time-limited intimate image without their consent can be prosecuted for up to 3 years after the offense was committed. This is fucking psychotic. So you're flirting with a girl. She sends you a Snapchat nude, and she doesn't explicitly say, like, don't or do screenshot it, but you have no reason to believe that you can't, so you do. And then 2.5 years later, she's like, oi, mate, oi, that's him, get him, oi, oi, and then a bunch of the bubbies come after you. What problem is this solving here? The law is bad enough that according to a gay gooner friend of mine in the UK, a porn company had to pull or censor several videos of saying daddy during sex. This really is the Islamification of the UK, man. We're, oh my God. Not exactly, Vosh, this would only be enforced in the event it was shared or known about. Well, known about, sure, but like, what if she knew about it from the moment afterwards, but then didn't tell the police till 2.5 years after? These just don't solve the problems, okay? They don't solve the problems. You go after child sexual abuse material online for very obvious direct reasons, created with harm, and also very direct normalization of harmful behavior, right? Like, one-to-one, pretty easy, right? Pretty much every country understands this. But, like, you can't face it? What are we doing here? What, like, genuinely, what are we... It speaks to a legislature which is very out of touch, but also a predominant social desire to control every interaction between humans. All of it must be mediated through the state. It's very scary. It's not scary because of this stuff, but like this stuff is a signifier of intent that goes well beyond just this. I like a state that does this is a state that will just arrest people for saying they support Palestine, you know? Like it's there's a one-to-one here, you know, the surveilling intent, it exists in both instances. They already did that. I know that's the point that I'm making. They did. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm bringing it up. That's what I'm doing. They do this already. I'm aware. Thank you. The article is pay blocked. You might be able to get around it, but the NHS has been told to stop discouraging first cousin marriages. Is this because of like Arabs? The Arab world has a very, very, very high rate of cousin marriage because a lot of their social prescriptions derive from essentially tribal practice where you lived in communities that were very small. Keep in mind, Saudi Arabia was literally just a bunch of disconnected tribes until like a century ago. So there are people alive today who are telling their great-grandkids like, yep, you know, obviously back in my day in our tribe where we were literally like we have a bunch of like secondhand Soviet rifles and we're protecting this chunk of the river or whatever, like very, you know, it's It's a very, I don't want to say primitive, but obviously in the grand, like, you know, social scheme, tribal relations are relatively primitive compared to post-industrial societies. They're taking a little while to catch up. Not even Soviet, yeah, not even Soviet yet, like pre-World War I. This is just Eurocentric white supremacy, come on. Well, no, it's true. Also, I'm describing it morally neutrally. I don't give a shit. I don't think, like, my problem with Arab society at large isn't the cousin marriages. It's probably everything else, to be honest. Did you know they're pretty homophobic over there? Did you know that? They're pretty, the trans rights situation in Saudi Arabia is not, it's not great, is all I'm saying. It keeps money in the family, so they use parental last names. So Bin Salman is the son of Salman Ibn Muhammad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff to it. Did they ban face sitting though? I actually don't know if they've banned face sitting in any other country in the world. So they did in Australia. Well, that's like UK too. Anyway, it's kind of funny. Shall we engage in some radical civil disobedience in the name of love? By radical civil disobedience, do you mean face sitting a person who is not your cousin in the United Kingdom? Because that seems to be like that. They'll just shoot you on sight for that one. They catch you doing CNC face sitting incest role play with a person who you aren't blood related to in the UK. They just drone strike your house. It is a funny thing to have a debate over. I don't know. This stuff's really scary. Not this stuff. This stuff is just funny, mostly. This stuff and the stuff that it implies. The social fabric is fucked. Like, and it's only going to get worse, you know? Especially with the right, because the most socially people are on the right by far. So they're so antisocial. They're so incapable of integrating, like, culturally or socially with their environment. Stuff like this is only going to get worse. But the idea that the way to fix it is to get the state to intervene into every personal interaction and, like, allow what would otherwise be just rude behavior or, like, weirdness, I guess, be litigated through policy and through law. I think that's very, very dangerous. You don't want that. You don't want that. I didn't even read over it. Wasn't one of these, like, cum tributes? How many decades in prison for this one? It'll soon be illegal to share a semen deface. It's so gross to read about. Semen deface image without consent, reasonably consent. This will apply to real images as well as those artificially generated. Crucially, to images of people, even if they're fully clothed. It appears the offense does not cover the creation of such images. So a non-consensual cum tribute is just sexual harassment, isn't it? It is, but we do not prosecute every instance of sexual harassment online. And if we did, it would be a graveyard out there, to be honest. I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying that the way the internet works makes it almost impossible to do that. Like, the standard for harassment interpersonally, like in real life, is much, much, much lower than it would be online. Shouldn't we do it? Not really, no. Because, like, think about it for a second, okay? I guarantee you, and I mean this, every single one of you has done something that legally constitutes harassment, were it done in person, but you did it online. You've been mean to someone, you've called them names, you've said KYS, maybe you said it to a Nazi. Do you think the courts care? You've done or said something online that if you transferred it into, like, well, you're at a train stop in a real, you know, social interaction, you could, like, be at the very least scrutinized for the, you know, for the potential of having committed the crime of harassing someone. So no, unfortunately, like, as antisocial as the internet often is, I really don't think the solution to this is to, like, treat the internet like real life when it comes to moderating people's in-person behaviors. I don't think that's very good. I don't think that fixes the issue. Bosh, it rubs me the wrong way when you're nonchalant about stuff like this because you're mask presenting. Come on, woke one. Listen, we're over here in woke two, okay? You have to jump the fence and come over to the other side. This has nothing to do with... first of all, okay, I'm going to pull this card. I'm a live streamer. I have experienced more sexual harassment online than you have, okay? I can call, if you pay attention to it in chat, it's already happened since this stream started, okay? Just keep that in mind. Guarantee it. You don't know what my DMs, emails, mentions look like. I'm just saying. That's one. But for two, let's not pull the lived experience card here. It is just objectively not feasible to start applying real-world standards for harassment, sexual or otherwise, to internet interactions. Like, I do think there are edge cases. I think there are times that you could apply this, but, like, stuff like this, these extremely granular and, like, hyper specific regulations and restrictions, I think that these pile up ultimately with the goal of you know, creating a nanny state, suppressing people, and normalizing constant state surveillance, which, again, the United Kingdom is a very surveilled country, far more so than the United States. It's very, very, very ugly over there. It's not good. No, yeah, obviously, I don't think this shit is good. It's just your perspective might be skewed. Buddy, if you think that this shit isn't good, what are we arguing about? You think my perspective is skewed? Everyone's perspective is skewed. That's how bias works as a concept. We don't need to fight. We don't need to fight. There are no non-skewed perspectives. This is the same mindset that led to sodomy laws. It's no joke. Yeah, for sure. No, 100%. Yeah. Because, like, obviously, the anti-sodomy laws were motivated, like, almost entirely just by homophobia. But there was a broader social attitude there, right? The idea that if the state has the ability to moderate this behavior, it should. And the idea of, like, anti-sodomy laws being ascribed in a modern surveillance state is pretty scary, I guess. It's just sort of, like, where do you draw the line on this stuff? If you're doing this for all fake incest porn, come on, be real here, and face sitting and consensual non-consent stuff, like, where, like, imagine rolling that line down far enough, you know? Pyrocynical gets banned because you can't have, like, inflation vor anymore because it's morally wrong to eat people in real life. I don't know where you go with this. What happens when the UK government is like, well, furry porn is now outlawed because that's, like, pro-zoophilia or whatever the they would say, you know? And then you go further with that, like, well, okay, no more problematic size differences, okay? The male actor in porn can no longer be more than 4 inches taller than the female actor, because to do otherwise is to normalize child sexual abuse. Just a bunch of insane, you run down the line, and it is a bit of a slippery slope argument, but it's indicative of the mindset of the people who are passing these rules, I think. It feels like the solution isn't to make the internet better, but to make touching grass more appealing. Genuinely, that is the solution. You don't fix the frayed social fabric by policing people more and more militantly. You fix this frayed social fabric by fixing the frayed social fabric.